from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Penny Nelson. And on a lighter note, next week, America's Got Talent holds auditions in San Jose. And among the competitors, a local dance teacher with developmentally disabled adults who says her students have inspired her to reach for the stars. KQED's Silicon Valley reporter Rachel Miro dares you to stay seated through this story.
Isabella J. Torres is a dancer, choreographer, and teacher. She calls her style Latizmo. But this is no average dance class. The students at the College of Adaptive Arts in San Jose all struggle with conditions like autism and Down syndrome. Even so, every single dancer can respond to the music and to Torres.
They are beautiful people, okay? They have no fear. They have no stereotypes. They have unconditional love.
Torres dances, and the students follow as best they can her moves, which draw from hip-hop as well as salsa and merengue.
And I put my hand out, and most of the time they'll put their hand in my hand. It's all the language of the soul.
The Hendersons, a mother and daughter dance team, wear matching t-shirts. Mom Lisa waves one arm in the air while the other swings her daughter's wheelchair around. Rachel has cerebral palsy, but she can talk through her computer.
She is a great teacher. I am so thankful because of her I will never give up on me or never will stop dancing.
Torres faces fierce competition with America's Got Talent, but the class knows any excuse to get out on the dance floor and stretch your stuff is a good one. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.